Welcome back to the Golf Fit Athletics Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Scott, Golf Fit. So today, I want to talk to you a little bit about equipment and kind of what I've been experiencing lately with equipment. We've got a lot of new products coming out into the market coming up in like February. The Stealth is going to be released, or TaylorMade is going to be releasing the Stealth 2. Series, which is going to be kind of a mix. It's almost like the Sim 2 Max and the Stealth kind of had a baby together, is kind of what, you know, a lot of us are seeing that are working in the industry, which, I mean, it looks, if you like the Sim Max, you're going to love the new Stealth because it's very, very similar. And then we have also the Ping 430 series is coming out, and that's going to be pretty interesting. We got a sneak peek at some of the irons, and it looks like they've put some kind of like carbon insert to the backside of the iron. Almost looks like a cushion to kind of dampen the vibration and make it have a really solid, soft feel, which looks pretty interesting. And then we also have Callaway coming out with the new Paradigm series, and that is supposed to be the club that has seen the least amount of deviation in direction. So basically the straightest driver that's been tested on the market is what they're claiming, and I'm sure that they're going to build some of that technology into their irons as well. And then let's see, we also have, I believe Mizuno's got some new stuff coming out here pretty soon as well. And so with all of this new equipment, there's a lot of, excitement, you know, and a lot of people are asking questions about, you know, what's coming up, when's it coming out. I always tell people it comes out around tax season. So, it's coming soon. In the next couple of weeks, we're going to start to be able to see some pre-orders on these new clubs, and it's really exciting for people who, you know, want to invest in their set. Now, one thing that I'd like to kind of talk about with this is that with all of this new technology, as exciting as it is, and as beneficial as it can be, it still doesn't, at the end of the day, replace good quality swing mechanics. And you know, we get a lot of people are out there trying to buy this equipment to make their game better, and when you see their golf swing, it's really a pretty clear indication that the swing is more of the issue than the actual equipment. And I don't say that in a demeaning way, but it's just the truth. And so, you know, while I do believe that the equipment can benefit players and make the game a little bit easier, it all comes with doing the right moves and having the right approach to the way that you hit the ball. And if your swing path is off and your club face angles are off, at that moment of impact, it doesn't matter what club I put in your hands, you're going to struggle regardless. And so that's where the conversation of, you know, lessons and drills to perfect form comes in. Because just like if you look at martial arts, you know, you don't go to a martial artist to become a black belt without taking lessons from the master. Right, you can't just become a black belt out of nowhere. And to perfect the form and the technique down, it has to be a conscious effort on a daily basis in order to make these changes happen, and especially to make them happen while swinging 100 miles an hour. And you know, in lessons, I've seen many, many times where people can perform the drill almost perfectly, but as soon as the golf ball gets there in front of them, it goes right back to what they used to do. And so that's just a clear indication that enough reps have not taken place, right, with the drills. and it just needs more time, more reps, more muscle memory until it eventually just clicks, right? And that is ultimately what's going to make the ball fly further, fly straighter, and do it more times out of 10 than any driver or piece of equipment on the market. Now, with the equipment aspect, I have seen people see significant improvement, especially if they have a set of golf clubs that's, you know, 10 or 15 years old, right? That amount of technology increase can definitely help. But even then, sometimes it doesn't, because the form is just so off, it really doesn't matter. And so I highly recommend that you guys, before you spend $1,000 on a new set or $500, $600 on a new driver, make sure that the technique that you're using is good. It's sound, right? Because that way, at least you know that you're doing the right stuff. And when you get that new club in your hand, it's going to reward you the way that it should. And if you have any questions about your technique or about your form, I have been doing a ton of swing checks. I call them swing checks. They're free. They're on my TikTok. So Ryan Scott Golf Fit on TikTok. You can send me your video, and I will literally break down your swing for you piece by piece and analyze it for you and show you what you're doing on video so that you can ensure that you're doing the right stuff, okay? And then if you decide that, hey, I want to go a little bit more in depth and swing check wasn't quite enough for me, I do offer online training for clients. You can go to my TikTok. Again, Ryan Scott Golf Fit. You can click the link in my bio and sign up for training, right? Monthly training right there. That will get you an online golf lesson once a week. And we can continue to, you know, watch you make progress. And it's going to be really good. So I hope that helps you guys. Until next time, as always, aim small, swing smooth, peace.